This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of this year. We're talking about no other than Avon Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol ABNAF. Also, if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. And with us today is the CEO and president, going to bring us up to speed what's been going on up there in the Canadian gold exploration, British Columbia area, Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Crazy world we're living in, the COVID-19 and everything. That being said, and putting that on the back burner, how are things going up there in the Golden Triangle this year?
Well, they're going now. It was a slower start until we got the go-ahead from the provincial government. You know, they had to put their guidelines in place before we could start. And then dealing with the First Nations groups up there, they're very concerned about, you know, their territory and their people and that. So we made some changes and adjustments this year and moved our camp up top where we drill, instead of down on the valley floor by the airstrip and the highway. So that, you know, it added a little extra time, and we decided to put the exploration crew, four geologists up there in the field first for a month actually, before the drill arrived. And the drill arrived last week. So when they get there, you know, it comes up from further south, one of the cities down south, Smithers actually. And when they arrive up there, they go straight up. They don't, you know, you don't go into any of the local towns. You just go straight up top and stay up there. And then they rotate out accordingly. But there's no going into any of the towns or anything like that. You got to go back south for about 6 hours straight to, those communities.
What I was really excited about, you coming back on the show, I think it was around August the 19th, you put out a press release saying, look, hey, we're going to start some drilling. We're actually going to do about 500 meters from where we think is one of our high, most density gold operations. So my question is, what are the plans for drilling the rest of the year?
Well, what we've keyed on now is the guys who are up there early, the exploration crew that did the sampling and mapping, et cetera, we had them look at a specific area, which was right near the original high-grade zone that we hit a few years ago, called the North Boundary Zone. And that had pretty spectacular grades back in those days, right? 10 meters of 38.7 grams and, another intersection of 1 meter of 331 grams and another intersection. This is all in one hole, right? 22.
Right.
And then there was a couple other holes with suitable, you know, grades, 18 gram, 18.9 gram, that sort of thing over 3 meters. That was a very rich area. And it allowed us to immediately raise, well, we brought in Eric Sprott as our new largest shareholder, and he took $2 million of the $4 million that I raised, and then I had a couple million, almost $2 million, I think it was $1.5 million to $2 million of warrants taken down. So, you know, that has lasted us the last couple of years, and we did a lot of drilling. And last year we drilled as we moved south, and from that zone, we ended up getting a lot of mineralization, but noticeably lower grade. You know, anywhere from half gram to up to 4 gram, relatively broad intersections. So something changed as we moved south, and we account for that with the alteration changing. Alteration is the chemistry makeup, and we had a lot of potassic alteration in the core, and as we moved south, it's disappeared. And the potassic alteration in your mix of alteration generally tells you that you're near a heat source, which in our language is like a feeder system. This year we decided to look back towards the North Boundary Zone, and we went across the valley because there's a big creek running down the middle of the valley, and that is called the Nelson Creek Fault. We never drilled on the west side of that fault. One hole from last year went through the fault, and so the bottom 20 meters of that hole was all mineralized, and that surprised us. And then when we started sampling around there last year and this year, on that side, just slightly south of the north boundary, not only maybe 500 meters, we hit an area on surface that, you know, a lot of outcrops that we sampled the rock from, sample ranges, 10 grams to 43 gram gold and 29 and and to 46 gram silver and 1.3% copper to 4.6% copper. This is all on surface, and it's directly above the bottom of that hole that we drilled last year. So there's some sort of mineralizing event going on there, and that hole, the bottom of that hole, was 110 meters downhole. So it was right underneath where we were sampling, and so we did more sampling there to before we drilled. Now we've got 3-4 pads right along that area that we'll be putting the rig on, and it started. It's the rig's on one, and we're probably almost finished the first hole. We'll see what comes of it, but I think, you know, that's a good way to start. And it's what we now think, too, because when we see the core, it looks very, very similar to the core in the north boundary zone. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's got the gold in it. It looks the same and the alteration's the same. So I think that fault, the Nelson Creek fault, may have offset this area we're looking at from the north boundary zone. And that's why it's a little bit farther south, but it's across the valley. So, you know, to us, that's an area that you got to drill. So we're going in there. We're going to hit it hard. We're starting with about 2,000 ounces.
And we're going about, did you say we're going down around 300 or 400 feet?
Starting at about 2,000 meters of drilling. Yeah.
Okay. That's the methodology
we're using. And if we have success, we'll quickly raise more money and increase the program. Because, you know, we basically have till the end of September to drill.
Well, Jim, let me ask you this. Gold's at around $2,000, not fluctuating a little bit. In your lifetime, did you ever think that it would get to that?
Well, I figured it would. Didn't know when. And it would take a special event. And, you know, we got one. We definitely have a special event. The pandemic kind of put a kibosh on everything. And then when people started really looking at the economy, the political situation, there's a lot of unrest. There's just all this stuff is happening at once. And, you know, that's why Mr. Buffett took his first participant in the gold market.
I saw that.
You know, $500 million worth of
Barrick gold, right?
Barrick, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And his life said anything positive about gold.
I know that. That's true. That's very true. He's getting on it. Well, let me ask you this. We got a couple minutes left, and I want to get to my last two questions. One is your market cap's a little bit under $13 million. Your stock price, for me, still hasn't went up as much as the other junior mines, if you will, and you're trading at below 11 cents. You want to comment on that?
Well, I wouldn't call it a mine. It's an exploration company. We've stumbled onto something, and it looks pretty promising, but we're in an area that you really only get 3 to 4 months a year to work. So you got an off season there that the stock, you know, we finished drilling and everything up there, and you kind of go right into tax loss selling. And that's a big deal in Canada. And then you wait until we can get back in there the next year. Now, we've had a couple other projects that we could dabble with in the off season to try to stretch out the news flow and our work season. And the Yukon, where we were, was looking good, but it's kind of fizzled out. It needs more work, and I think I'm more inclined to find somebody else to do that, put up the money and go to work. So I've got a couple of other projects kind of lining up for me right now, but it's just they're not ready. But over the next year, I think they'll start appearing. It's a seasonal thing. The money, people tend to accumulate in the off season, and then when we start drilling, you can take a look at the chart. It looks like a echocardiogram. It has really high points, and then it just levels back off again in the off season. People accumulate, and then when you start drilling and you hit just a sniff of anything, and it pops. It's really quite a spectacular chart when you look at it over 3-4 years. And this year, it's starting to move right now because I announced we are drilling. We've started, so it's moved up. I mean, it started this year, I think, at 7 cents. It's now at 14, 15. And, it you know, once we get into it, and assays start rolling in probably in a month and a half, those labs are still pretty backed up because there's a lot more drilling going on throughout.
Very true, very true.
It's the Golden Triangle, but there's a lot of other areas that are now being looked at and drilled, and copper's kind of coming back on too. There's a lot of funding going on in the copper space as well as the gold space and the silver space. So it's a good environment to be in.
We got about 30 seconds left. Let me ask you this. Anything you want to add, money, exchange listings, or how they can get in touch with you?
Well, we're listed on Toronto TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ABN. We're listed on the OTCQB under the symbol ABNAF. We're listed in Frankfurt under the symbol E2L2. We've got about 1.5 million in the till, and there's no shortage of access to capital right now, which, so, you know, I can move the stock up a little higher, and if I'm going to do another financing, if things look good downhole, then we'll raise some more, but right now we're in good position.
Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Today, my guest has been Jim Pettit. He is the CEO and president of Abin Resources Limited. Take a look at him. Again, you can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. You can also find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol ABN. Jim, I wish you nothing but the best. I think you guys are sitting on a gold mine, no pun intended.
It's really, like, there's just so much mineralization in that specific valley we're in. It's very unusual.
Well, like I said, you guys have been coming on the show for a long time, and I wish you guys nothing but the best, and I think we're going to get some positive results here in the next 60 days. Hopefully you'll come back on the show at that time and give us an update.
I will certainly do that. You bet.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.